Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In People and Places today, the director of the British Museum, Neil McGregor, introduces us to some extraordinary and incredibly old and valuable people who have just arrived in London from China for the first time. That's right, there's just been an invasion of London by the famous Terracotta Warriors. These life-size model soldiers, made of terracotta, a reddish-brown pottery clay, are over 2,000 years old. They were made for China's first emperor, who wanted to rule forever, and so ordered the recreation of his entire court, soldiers, generals, entertainers, and animals, in life-size terracotta statues. They were to accompany the emperor into the afterlife and guard his tomb, his grave, his burial chamber, at the ancient city of Xi'an. Let's go now to the British Museum, where Neil is preparing for an exciting exhibition of a number of these statues, or three-dimensional figures. He says the exhibition won't give a sense of the massive scale, the huge size, of the figures standing in a tomb at Xi'an, although there will be images of a tomb projected onto the walls of the museum. As you listen, try to catch what Neil says it will be possible to do at the exhibition that it's hard to do in Xi'an.
We're not going to be able to give you the sense of the massive scale, although we'll be able to show that by projections on the screens around the reading room. What you will be able to do in the British Museum is look these figures in the eye. You're going to be able to see how they were made, what extraordinary works of art, what works of sculpture they are, and examine them one by one and engage with them as separate objects. And that's something that's very hard to do in Xi'an, but with a smaller number in the British Museum, you'll be able to do it here.
Did you catch it? Neil says in the British Museum, you can look these figures in the eye. The expression, to look someone in the eye, means to connect with them, to make a real attempt to get to know them or understand them. Listen again and notice the different ways the statues are described. Figures, works of art, works of sculpture, objects.
We're not going to be able to give you the sense of the massive scale, although we'll be able to show that by projections on the screens around the reading room. What you will be able to do in the British Museum is look these figures in the eye. You're going to be able to see how they were made, what extraordinary works of art, what works of sculpture they are, and examine them one by one and engage with them as separate objects. And that's something that's very hard to do in Xi'an, but with a smaller number in the British Museum, you'll be able to do it here.
The story of the Chinese terracotta army amazed the world when the figures were first discovered in 1974, and there are more figures still being unearthed. So the warriors are archaeological treasure. Archaeology is the study of ancient cultures through the examination of their material remains. Here's Neil describing the significance of the figures' arrival in London.
That is what is so exciting, that there's a real chance to see new archaeology, the new discoveries that are being allowed out of China for the first time. And we're just about to open them.
Now let's join Neil and BBC presenter John Wilson in the reading room of the British Museum as the treasure is being unwrapped. "This is Christmas," Neil exclaims. Neil also explains why the exhibition space has worked out so well. Try to catch what shape the reading room is and why Neil thinks it's a good place to exhibit the ancient warriors.
That's what's worked out very pleasingly, because the only space big enough to show this exhibition was the reading room. So we built a platform over the desks and the tables, and what you have left is this wonderful cylinder and dome. And it does feel rather as though you are in a tomb.
Was it 95 or 96?
So, Neil, this is the moment, the first of the treasures.
This is Christmas.
This is Christmas for you.
As you can see, the boxes are on the table. They're all wrapped up and we're slowly unwrapping the presents.
So the reading room feels rather like you're in a tomb. This is because it's a wonderful cylinder and dome. A cylinder is a shape with straight sides and circular ends. A dome is a grand building with a high, curved roof. Now here's a recap of the language in the programme. Warriors, soldiers, a tomb, a grave, a burial chamber or cave. To look someone in the eye, to connect with someone, to make a real attempt to get to know them or understand them. Archaeology, the study of ancient cultures through the examination of their material remains. More stories of people and places next time at bbclearningenglish.com.